In this bulletin, two hospitalised after a New South Wales bus crash, farmers and communities to get almost $100 million in drought relief, and fans cheer on Tigers and Giants players in the AFL Grand Final Parade. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Two people have been airlifted to hospital after a bus carrying a church group crashed in southern New South Wales. The bus with 28 people aboard was on the way to Sydney when it veered off the road and crashed into a paddock in Harden, northwest of Canberra. Ambulance New South Wales says an 8-year-old boy suffered a broken leg and a 65-year-old woman serious head injuries. Both were flown to Canberra Hospital and their injuries assessed as non-life-threatening. Ambulance Inspector Stephen Pollard says there were only minor injuries among other passengers.
They were all shaken but not stirred. We walked them up to the top of the hill. We did a quick triage to make sure none of them were seriously injured, and then we organised a bus to get them into Harden Hospital. We asked for assistance at Young Hospital. They sent a doctor over to assist with the triaging at Harden Hospital, and now those patients are now being assessed a second time to determine whether any of them need to go to Young or other locations for CT scans or x-rays.
Farmers and communities grappling with drought will get almost $100 million in extra assistance as the crippling dry spell continues to bite in large parts of the country. The Prime Minister has announced the funding on a tour of regional Queensland. The package includes $33 million to revive the Drought Community Support Initiative, which will provide up to $3,000 to eligible households. Up to $51.5 million will be spent overhauling the Farm Household Allowance, a payment with a similar rate to Newstart for producers doing it tough. Scott Morrison says the financial relief will start flowing as soon as legislation passes Parliament.
So there won't be any delay, particularly on the Farm Household Allowance, and that will be a high priority when we get back into Parliament in a couple of weeks from now. So that's a further response. It's not set and forget, our drought response. It is ongoing. We are listening very carefully. That's why we're here today. That's why my feet barely touched the ground after getting back from New York yesterday and straight back up here.
While supporting the new funding, Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the coalition has been too slow to respond.
Under this government's watch, and this is too little, too late, but we welcome any assistance for our farming community. They're doing it tough. And it's about time the government recognised that and acted.
Regulators have ordered safety checks on breast implants in Australia after data linked them to anaplastic large cell lymphoma cases. The Therapeutic Goods Administration is imposing strict rules after reports of 100 cases of lymphoma in the country, including 4 deaths. President of the Australian Society of Plastic Surgeons, Dr. Naveen Somia, says the body supports the move.
Because this was done with the patient in mind and with the analysis of large amounts of data, statistical analysis of the implants, and also implant data from the manufacturers. So there's a whole heap of data science that has gone into this decision, and they've also consulted with a wide variety of stakeholders, including multiple expert advisory groups, to make the decision.
8 types of breast implants will be banned from sale for 6 months while safety checks are done, while manufacturers have been ordered to report cases. Former First Lady Hillary Clinton says the world is living in a democratic crisis as she criticised US President Donald Trump's conduct in a speech. Ms Clinton discussed the President Trump impeachment inquiry and reflected on the legal work she did into President Richard Nixon's impeachment investigation. She has congratulated Nancy Pelosi for exercising strong leadership in launching the inquiry, which centres around a phone call discussion about foreign support of Ukraine. To sport in the AFL, thousands have lined the streets of Melbourne for the Grand Final Parade, with fans cheering on players from Richmond and the Greater Western Sydney Giants. The event is held before tomorrow's big game to give supporters a chance to get up and close to their teams. It's the 5th year Grand Final Eve has been a public holiday in Victoria. GWS co-captain Phil Davies says taking part in the parade is a dream come true.
Yeah, everyone's really excited, you know. Lots of smiles, a lot of excitement. The bus trips have been really good fun. I think we're just really excited. We understand that it's an important occasion. It's a big deal. but we understand that the basic fundamentals of football will take over tomorrow afternoon, so we're looking forward to that.
Let's check out the weather for tomorrow. Sunny in Perth and 25, sunny in Adelaide 18, cloudy in Melbourne 16, much the same for Hobart 15, sunny in Canberra 19, partly cloudy in Wollongong 17, much the same in Sydney 19, partly cloudy as well in Newcastle 21, possible shower or storm 30 degrees in Brisbane, mostly sunny in Cairns, and sunny as well in Darwin, it's 34 degrees there tomorrow. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.